Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good morning and welcome to the show. This is your host, Andy Webb, with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we are working on your financial freedom. So I'm going to start the show with a question today. First, to those that are already rental property owners, and then to those that are not. My question is this. If you already own rental property, do you work in your business commonly, or do you work with more focus on your business? And if you're not an owner already, when you get this thing started, do you plan to work in your business once you start? Or focus more on building that business, developing, working on that so you don't have to work in it? We're going to talk through this today. It's an important question for the bigger picture. Okay, and this kind of ties to a show I did last week on demographics and some interesting statistics I read. Some things rental owners are out there doing, working in the business that maybe they could do a little bit better. But ultimately, that bigger picture that we're focused on is building a lifestyle. And you have to ask yourself, what lifestyle are you trying to build? And if you are working in your business, doing that day-to-day stuff, whatever it is, swinging a hammer, climbing up in the tree to cut down some limbs, painting inside or outside, whatever it may be, collecting a check for rent. If you're doing that day-to-day stuff, are you going to achieve that lifestyle that you're trying to build, right? Are you creating passive income, or are you just creating another job, as it may be? And let me just give you a background here. Let me tell you where I am right now. I'm coming to you live from the road. We're back out on the road again. I'm coming to you live from Austin, Texas. We dusted off the what I call the RV bunker, thanks to coronavirus, and dusted that off out in East Texas just yesterday, hitched it up, and pulled it south for our inaugural 2021 trip. Now, interestingly, I have to comment on Texas itself. It's got its own gravitational pull. So far in our travels, we're just not able to break that orbit and get out of Texas. There's just too much to see here. You know, it's like it has its own gravitational pull. And ultimately, we want to break the orbit. And, you know, if we do want to travel longer, maybe, you know, go up to the Northeast and then do a long swing down the East Coast, see, you know, some of those national landmarks and monuments, visit friends and family on the East Coast, right? Really take our time, or maybe do a big trip to the West, all the way up even to Alaska, right? See all the contiguous 48 states, plus Alaska, parts of Canada, maybe Mexico, and so on and so forth, right? If we want to do that, we cannot be working in our business the way that so many owners do. And I'll confess now, I've had to step back and analyze and review some of the things that I do, that my wife does, as part of our business in preparation for this shift, right? This bigger picture lifestyle goal that we have at the moment. But that's what I want to talk about today. Some places for you to work on your business so that you do not have to work in it. And again, from last week's show, a couple of stats I shared. 13% of respondents on one survey, rental owners, 13% said they do change light bulbs for their residents. 13%. I was surprised at that number. That's big. 78%. Another interesting one. We'll talk about this. Accept rent by way of check. Good old-fashioned check. You know, it takes a little bit longer. You have to be present to receive it and to cash it, unless you've got a big operation with a lockbox and a cash flow manager, etc., and so on. But that's not most of us, right? So we're going to take a look at some of those operational things that you may be doing, or other rental owners are doing, that works in his or her business, and talk about how to work on that instead. And again, you have to remember to say this again. Our goal is to build passive income. If you're out there doing the maintenance and so on, changing that light bulb, that's not passive. Okay, so you have to start to ask yourself, how do I automate, or how do I outsource those things? Not everything can be automated. You know, it's a word of the day with so many online applications, but outsourcing is certainly an option as well. And I do get it, of course, when you start out and you're maybe just, you got the one single family house, maybe two, maybe three. It does seem like a good way to cut costs to be out there doing this stuff. And it is. And if that's what you have to do to get started, do that. Get started. just be careful about building bad habits. Okay, like changing that light bulb. Do what you need to do, get going, but ask yourself, like I said, like we've had to sit down and do, ask yourself, how can I handle this differently? How can I be more automated? How can I hand this over to somebody else? That's exactly why we say the tagline at the end of the show, by the way. It's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You want to be intentional and you want to be thoughtful as you build out your rental property business, whether it's multifamily or single family houses. And if you're new to the show, my wife and I, that's what we do, right? We joined Lifestyles Unlimited back in March of 2012, got our first house in August, and have just been going at it hard for the last 8 or so years, buying single family houses. Okay, so that's where we come from in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But you want to be intentional with that. Our goal is to get that cash flow, right? That money in order to live better, in order to retire, in order to buy back our time, you know, to create a legacy for our children. But in order to achieve that lifestyle, we need to build that cash flow the right way. Okay. And just a quick aside, I mentioned the gravitational pull of Texas. I think this is worth noting if you're not an investor already. It's a good time to get started. I know you're looking around thinking, whoa, I keep hearing about the bubble, prices, it's high. It's that Texas gravity that's bringing people to our great state right now. Countless companies, countless families. I mean, the state is business friendly. There's no income tax, low cost of living. Housing is still affordable, whether you think that or not. It is, compared to the rest of the country in particular. And the same is true for a lot of markets in the South, right? Or the Sun Belt. Think Georgia, Tennessee, Arizona. There are a lot of great apartment deals in those markets. We have a lot of investors at Lifestyles Unlimited that are tapping into those markets. And a number of economists have spoken on either Del Walmsley's radio show. Del Walmsley is the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. Or more recently, we had Dr. Dotsauer, formerly of the Texas A&M Real Estate Center, spoke at Lifestyles as well online and pointed towards a golden age of multifamily. We're going to see asset inflation. Right, not so much consumer inflation that hits you in the pocketbook when you go shopping for groceries or gas, but inflation of investable assets, especially houses and apartments. Tune in. Be sure to tune in this coming Tuesday at 11 a.m. to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del Walmsley, the founder, and Lynn Murrow, the executive VP, are going to work through some of the things that Dr. Dotsauer shared so you can get a picture for what's coming in terms of multifamily and single-family investing. When we come back, we're going to talk about working on your business. Stay tuned.
Del Walmsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300-some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and on today's show, we're going to take a look at working in your business versus working on your business. You know, I did a show last week, looked at some statistics around what landlords, owners across the nation are doing, and there are some interesting stats, some stuff you're doing out there, and we need to improve on that, right? We need to optimize. Because again, the goal, when we started, right, is to develop a lifestyle. Now, that's changed over time. When we had a son, you know, a handful of years ago, that shifted our perspective. For now, for us now that we have our son, our bigger picture is traveling the country with him. That's why we got the RV. That's why we're trying to figure out how to better automate and outsource things so that we don't have to be present, right? We want to get out there and show him this great nation. Now, maybe your goal for a lifestyle is something else. Maybe it's broader travel abroad, right? To Europe, to Asia, once the pandemic settles down, of course, right? Maybe it's just simply stay and put time with your kids, your grandkids, being active in your community. But think about that, right? Start with the end in mind, as Stephen Covey said, and build towards that. And typically, you're going to want to have that income be as passive as you can. And when I say as passive as it is possible, you know, you also want to give a little bit of thought to your capital and your starting point when you start to build this lifestyle. If you have the available capital, get into multifamily, right? I just mentioned several economists have said it's going to be an asset boom when it comes to investable assets, including apartments, multifamily. If you can get into those deals as a passive investor, well, it doesn't get more passive than that. That's how you really get to building that lifestyle, creating the cash flow, creating the wealth building from apartments. If you need to build capital first, and that's how I was, that's how my wife and I started, start with single family houses. And this is where I often see people really build those bad habits and really work in their business. And once they start working in there, they just keep doing it, right? And one thing you can simply do to become more passive, like that passive investor in multifamily, as a single family investor, I'm going to put this out here now, it's going to cost you a little bit more, just hire a property manager. Just hire a property manager. I did a show last week with Katie in the Dallas area. She's working a full-time job. Just got into her first rental house. Great, great numbers. And she hired a property manager. Right? If you're going into a new deal, something I like to do all the time is analyze that deal before buying and see what the cash flow and what the returns will be without property management. My wife and I, we do self-manage, but we may not forever. So we analyze without and we analyze with property management, right? We know what the area costs will be if we shift gears and hand that portfolio over. So take a look at that and keep that in mind. Always a good option to fully get to the passive side. But if you're like me and you want to self-manage, right? I do enjoy that. We're going to get into some of those things that you can focus on to be working on that business instead of in. Now, if you have any questions today, I do want to give out the number here in the studio. It's 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. LU as in Lifestyles Unlimited, Inc. as in Incorporated. Lifestyles Unlimited, Incorporated. askandy@luinc.com. Now, a good place to start, even before you buy that first house, even before you start thinking about the renovations, am I going to do it? Am I going to outsource it? A good place to start, simply put, is with education. That's where you're going to learn how to do things right from the get-go. Lay a proper foundation so that you, again, build your business with the end in mind. Okay, learn about the moving parts. We're going to talk about some of those today, but learn about the moving parts so that you can start to think about ways to automate or outsource that from the get-go. Again, don't build in bad habits. I did in a few places, and I'm having to back out of those, right? Have had to analyze, well, what can I do differently? And a good place to start to get both that education and the understanding of those moving parts is at our two-day seminar, part of the Financial Freedom Program. We call that our Financial Freedom Seminar. It's 2 days. Alternatively, now, since the pandemic has come around, we're doing this online across 4 evenings, a little more amenable to a lot of people's schedules that are working, perhaps, or maybe can't give up their weekends. But in either case, the first portion of that is focused solely on single-family investing, right? So a lot of the things we'll talk about here. Second part of that is focused on multifamily investing. What does that look like? How do they compare? How does your wealth grow, rather, exponentially through apartments, right? What is a value add deal compared to a yield play? Those sort of things. That's the Financial Freedom Seminar. And I do want to give you the website. If you're interested in learning more about that, go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. Regularly, it's a one-year membership. You can now get a two-year membership. Normal price would be $740. It's discounted to $297 with the promo code SAVEBIG. Again, that's financialfreedomlivestream.com. Also gives you access to the Vendor Hub. As I talk through the show today, in some cases, you're going to automate processes, right? Use applications online that are available. For example, to manage the lease process or the rent collection process. In other cases, it's going to be outsourcing, right? You need a team. And first place I go when I need to build my team or expand it or maybe find a backup contractor is the vendor hub. And that's part of the financial freedom program. So let's start with maybe the big question. You haven't bought your first house yet, right? You need to find a property. You're bumping around the country like we are in an RV. How do you do that? That's a tough one, right? Now, maybe you want to go the multifamily route as a passive investor. No problem. You know, I got my laptop in front of me on the little dinette table here in my slide out, looking at some live oaks here. It's still green. It's still not quite frozen outside. Coming soon, but I can analyze those deals all day long here on the road. But for single family, maybe that's a little more difficult. A lot of investors want to put eyes on the property before they buy. I understand that. When we're in Dallas-Fort Worth and we have the time, we'll drive out and take a look at the property. But as an alternative, and a lot of our out-of-state investors, we have a lot of out-of-state investors as members at Lifestyles Unlimited. Well, they've had to work around this, right? So to work on your business in this case, you have to build a strong team that you trust, right? That's going to include a good realtor or maybe multiple realtors that can tell you about the market if you're not in the area, tell you about the rents, right? Tell you about the after repair value once you fix that up. You're going to need a good general contractor that's going to put eyes on that property for you. A good inspector that's going to do the same thing and write up a massive report to show you all the deficiencies, right? So you can think about, what do I want to repair? Other trades, right? Foundation company and so on. But ultimately, what you do is you send out your general contractor. You know, 6 or 7 years ago, we entered into a contract on a house just based off of the contractor's bid and a video that he shot of the house. We didn't have time to get out there. Hot market. Now, we did go see the place later because it was in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but we entered into the contract. We saw the video. We saw his scope of work. We said, you know what? We agree with this. I think based on what I saw here in this screenshot, I would do this. Fine-tuned it a little bit. Done. Ran the numbers. We were ready to go. So ask your general contractor, your inspector to get lots of video, lots of pictures. This is simply put, this is how out-of-state investors operate. You know, how do you think all those investors that are buying from California right here in Texas are doing it? How do you think my guest Peter from Queensland, Australia did it when he was investing in houses? He certainly did not fly for 30 plus hours to the United States to buy one house. By the way, that was a great interview. You can find that at lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio tab, go to the podcast. That was November 14th of 2020 with Peter. Talked more than anything about his multifamily investing. You want to hear that story. It's a good story, but it points to how you can do this from afar. Stay tuned.
And now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60. Then they said 64. Then it was 65. Then it was 66. Then all of a sudden they jump right to 70. 70 is the new 59. 70 is the new 64. Then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work on your 80s? Or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, coming to you live today from Austin, Texas. If you're not a regular listener, I normally broadcast from my home base up in Dallas-Fort Worth, but hey, we're trying to live the lifestyle. We have hitched up the RV bunker and tugged it down this way. Future plans are to head a little bit deeper into Texas Hill Country. Now, I heard that the weather's going to be, the temperatures rather, are going to be dropping significantly. So we'll see how we survive at the couple of state parks that we're planning to hit. And we're talking on today's show about working on your business so that you don't have to work in your business, so that you can live that lifestyle that you want to live. For me, for us right now, it means travel. Right? It means bumping around Texas, eventually bumping around the nation in our RV bunker. And if you've got questions for me today, I do want to give you the number here in the studio. It's 855-497-4335. On this topic or anything else you have on your mind around real estate, it's 855-497-4335. Or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. If you missed the earlier parts of this show and want to catch that or any of our other shows, you can find that on our website at lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio tab. or subscribe at YouTube. These are posted there as well. And if you want to follow some good conversation around real estate investing, find us on Facebook as well. There's a lot of good chatter out there, a lot of good information and links to other shows and case studies and that sort of thing as well. So we're talking again about working on your business so that you're not having to work in it. And again, I find a lot of landlords, rental owners do just that. They're spending way too much time at that property. It does not afford them the opportunity to live the lifestyle that we are working towards, right? And I want to move through some renovation topics, maintenance, and then we're going to eventually get into the lease up process and collecting rent, maybe a couple of other topics. I've got a lot prepared. We'll see how far we get today. But when it comes to renovations, we've talked a little bit in the prior segment about finding that property, and you may think you have to be present and get out to see the house in order to take that down, but you don't. We have a lot of out of state, even out of country investors buying right here in Texas and leveraging the infrastructure that we have in order to accomplish that, in order to achieve their goals. But when it comes to that house, you bought it, now you want to do the renovations, and this is really a one-off thing. In that concrete case of that one single house, right? It comes up when you buy it, you get it fixed up, and then you move on, okay? This is definitely not a place to be planning to work in your business, right? This is not HGTV. A lot of people like to watch that. Looks like a lot of fun swinging that sledgehammer, getting out there doing the demo, right? Maybe a little bit of light electrical, changing out plugs. Ooh, it's a little scary. Painting, changing out, you know, cabinet pulls, that sort of thing. But you are working in your business when you do that. You need to work on your business. Now, I'm going to take a quick pause. I do have a question here. Hi, Mike. This is Andy. Are you listening?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I'm great. What can I help you with today?
Well, I had a question. Great show, by the way, too.
Thank you.
My question is multifamily. That seems to be where I'm interested. How long does that process take from, let's say, the time I sign up to the time I can actually get in a passive multifamily deal?
As a member at Lifestyles Unlimited, you mean, I guess. We have an education track, which you are encouraged to follow. For example, there is a whole curriculum, really, around being a passive investor. I want to say it's 17 or so courses. I don't know how many hours that correlates to, but, you know, it's advised that you go through that, right? So you want to get the education so you're making good decisions going into a deal as a passive investor, right? You know what questions to ask. You know how to evaluate both the deal and that leading investor, that syndicator. So, you know, a lot's going to come down to how fast you're able to move, how much time you have to spend on that education component. You know, you'll sit down with a mentor and they'll figure out your situation, your capital, and give you a little bit of direction and advice as well. But a lot of people move fairly quickly. You know, some people have more type B personalities. They ponder and they think and they take a long, long time. So you are the variable in this equation, I would say, to an extent.
Understood. Well, thank you. I appreciate the information and enjoy your road trip.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. And go check out financialfreedomlivestream.com. You can learn more there. If you just want to dip your toes in the water, an alternative would be freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's an hour and a half free workshop that we do that talks about, we get into the five ways we make money. We talk about how we run our businesses, right? And take a look at single family investing and multifamily investing. It's a good place to go for those that are not sure. Mike has clear direction. He's interested in multifamily, which is a great way to go. But if you're not sure, that free workshop's a good place to start. And then I would supplement that then with the Financial Freedom Seminar. And again, go to financialfreedomlivestream.com to learn more about that. So we're talking about working on our business. And if you just took down that single family house and you're thinking, hey, you know, maybe I'll save a little bit of money. I'm going to get out there with my hammer and do the demo. And, you know, I bet I can paint those walls. I bet you can too, but I bet it's going to take you a lot longer than a good painting contractor or a general contractor. And no offense, but the work probably won't come out quite as well. Okay, so we want to work on our business, and that starts, among other things, and to Mike's question and what I replied, education. Know your numbers. Know how to evaluate. Understand the purchase price you need to have to make the deal work. Figure out what renovations are needed and what that cost is going to be, that scope of work. Right? All the things that you're going to use to work towards the what we call the ARV, the after repair value. Right? That's that market value that we want to hit on a single family house after we've fixed it up. Right? Brought it back into line. It's decrepit. It's run down. It's been beat up. It's a diamond in the rough. Well, we want to get rid of that rough and now make it shine again. What's that value? And in order to work on your business, you have to be out there, network, continue to find those great contractors that are going to get the work done for you so that you don't have to be doing it. A good GC, a good general contractor, will take that project from start to finish. So you don't have to be involved at all. And here again, working on your business is going to involve, and it's a little bit more difficult now, but we can do it. Facebook, I just mentioned, network. Talk to other investors. Get out to those virtual events. You can ask questions when you go to the free workshop, for example. You can ask questions to the presenter and so on. So a lot of stuff is being done virtually for now. That's going to change. But you want to find out who those good contractors are. Find out who other investors recommend. And again, I mentioned the Financial Freedom Program. Go check out the Vendor Hub if you are a member. You have access to all the vendors that we've got lined up there for you. That's a good, good starting place. So similar to rehab, let's talk about maintenance, right? Again, it's very, very tempting. You get that email. Hopefully it's not a call, right? Tenants and toilets, midnight. Doesn't happen if you set up your business right. But maintenance should be, like rehab, a one-off thing. And it should be minimal. If you follow the model that we, or the motto, I should say, that we use at Lifestyles Unlimited, best product, best price, when you're in that renovation phase, you're fixing up everything that you anticipate being a problem in the next 3 to 5 years. That's going to remediate any of those maintenance issues. It will be minimal. So you shouldn't even be out there doing any work in your business, as it were, anyhow. Okay. Now, we do encourage you, if you are self-managing like I do, do regular walkthroughs at your property. Now, for me, right, what is my challenge? As I'm bumping about the country, the state, the country in my RV bunker, how am I going to handle that? Well, maybe that's finding a good handyman that I trust. Or maybe it's, like I said at the start of the show, handing the whole portfolio over to a property manager. They're going to do that on a regular basis. And if you hire a property manager, be sure to ask them, how often will you be out inspecting my properties? Now, if you are local, self-managing, still want to get into the property to put eyes on it, a good quote-unquote maintenance option for you to do might be simply, hey, we've got an AC filter replacement program. We're going to come by every fill in the blank. Is it every month? Is it every 3 months to replace your filter? Because we know you forget about that anyhow. And that'll get you in there to put eyes on the property. But again, thinking more about working on the business, how do you outsource that and get that handyman to get in there and give you good feedback? Maybe snap a couple of pictures, right? That is something to think about. Now, when we come back, we're going to get into the leasing and rent collection phase, so stay tuned.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and on today's show, we're talking about working on your business so that you don't have to work in your business, so that you can have that lifestyle that you're trying to build by getting into passive income, by getting into rental properties in the first place. And if you missed any of the earlier part of the show, you can check this out at lifestylesunlimited.com. Go to the radio tab, click on podcast. This will be archived there, or follow us on YouTube. This will be shared there as well. And we've talked about a couple of things that you can work on rather than in: renovations, maintenance. Those are two common places where I see, especially in the single family area, rental owners getting out there and doing too much. Too much. You think you're saving a little bit here, and you may on the nickel or the dime, but you're costing yourself in time, slowing down the project, losing rent, potentially because you're not quite ready, maybe losing, suffering a little bit on the quality side. And we want to have good, high quality products for that rental market so that we have the best product that we're putting into the market at the best price. We're getting those best residents. We're going to talk about leasing here in just a second. But that best product has been taken care of. We've addressed any issues up front so that we have minimal maintenance, right? You think it's going to break in the next couple of years, go ahead and replace it, okay? It's going to save you a lot of heartache, and it makes this whole thing more hands-off for you, okay? And when something does break, you've got a crew lined up, ready to go. Resident sends you an email. Don't let them call. Maintenance requests need to be in writing. They send you an email. I just forward that to that contractor. Maybe I ask for a couple of pictures if I'm not understanding. Maybe I ask for a video. Technology makes it very, very easy these days. In fact, when I meet a new resident, I say, listen, when it comes to maintenance, here's the general procedure, and send me pictures if you think it will help. Okay, and sometimes I'll go back and ask for those. Just makes it a lot easier to move that on down to the proper contractor. Now, we are in our final segment. I am going to give out the number. If you've got any last minute questions, it's 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. I probably won't get to that today in the final segment, but I will certainly respond to you. So talking about leasing now, you've found the property. You're out of state. You found that realtor. You got the GC out there, shot you a good video. You understood the scope of work. You pulled the trigger. You bought it. It's renovated. Well, now you got to do the leasing. Great. You're out of state. It's harder for you to work in your business in this case. You're in state. You're in DFW where I sit, or in Austin where I am right now, right? You start to work in your business. What are you doing? You're listing the property online. You're putting a sign in the yard. And then every time somebody calls, you're running out to show the property. Every time they call or give you an email, it can be very time consuming. This is a place where you need to be very, very thoughtful. Okay. People, I'm telling you now, they are not always respectful of your time. And some of the online applications or online sites where you may post your property, they make it very, very easy for that interested, quote unquote, interested party, push a button that says, I'm interested and I would like to have a showing. That simple fact right there eats up a lot of time because it's very, very easy for them to just say, I'm interested. You get excited. You know, you need to have a good process in place to handle this. Okay. And one thing you can do in terms of showing, and this is something we absolutely did pre-pandemic, is schedule an open house. It's great to get a lot of people in one place at one time. It creates a little bit of demand. And that guy over there, he sees the lady over there and he's like, well, I love this house. I got to get it. Maybe even get an offer above your asking rent. Nowadays, a little bit trickier with the pandemic, but I still see open houses. I actually went to one in my neighborhood not too long ago, house for lease, and the fella had set it up as a conveyor style. You went in the front door, you went through the house, and you came out the garage, and he only let a few people in at a time. So think about that. If you do have a property coming up to show, maybe an open house is an option. Save your time, right? If you're going to insist on working in your business now, working on the business by comparison. I already mentioned it a few times, get a good property manager. And by the way, when it comes to finding that property manager, interview them. What questions do you need to ask? Maybe you call a listing that they have out there already. See if you like how they handle the call. You know, if it matches what your expectations are. Or alternatively, for this one-off event, find those great leasing agents. And as an aside here as well, I mentioned those online platforms. If you are using a leasing agent, ask them now, this is not something you would have asked in the past, but ask them if they will be pushing their listing out to Zillow and the affiliated platforms with Zillow. And the reason I say this is that Zillow has changed their model, and they are now charging, I think it's $9.99 per week. I don't know if this is in all markets, but I do know it's in Dallas-Fort Worth. They're charging almost $10 a week for a listing. Now, the good news is we typically move very quickly. We get rented very fast, so it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg, but know that that cost is there. I think the first one is free, but if you have a realtor that's dealing with multiple listings, well, now they have to choose. So you need to find out if they're going to use that platform now, right? And how they're handling that cost. If you want to do the lease up yourself, working on your business means the following. It means defining the tenant selection criteria up front so you know who you're looking for. And then when you get those sundry emails off that platform, you have a set of pre-screening questions that helps you identify, do I pursue this? Do I have any further conversation or not? Or maybe alternatively, a buddy of mine, he built an online website with a questionnaire in the background where they have to input their information. He immediately knows if it's something to pursue or not, right? Now, another thing you might do is list it yourself. You know, go put it on that Zillow platform, pay that $10 per week, but find a local agent, get connected to push those leads to. A lot of agents are happy to receive those leads, whether they get your property rented with that applicant. Well, they can at least take that applicant on down the road. Now, what do you offer that agent? Well, I'll tell you what I see often on lease listings in the MLS. It may be a flat amount, $250, $500 to the agent that brings the tenant, right? Maybe a percentage of first month's rent, 25%, 30%. So give that some thought. You need to encourage them, obviously, to bring that resident to you. But those are some thoughts around the leasing process. I mean, it's something you can absolutely do from afar. Right now, if I have a house come on the market, if I need to push it out for rent, I'll put it online. And I have a number of agents around town that I can talk to that are in those markets and that are more than happy to show it. And then I do my due diligence on the back end. Everything, all of our research, all of our tenant screening is essentially online or by way of telephone. So there's no reason to be present for that. So you've got that great resident in place now. The leasing process went well. Now it's time to do what? Collect that rent. And here I have to go back to last week's show. Almost 80% of respondents to one survey, rental owners, are still collecting rent by check. Now, if apartments were involved in that survey, I don't know that they were. I believe this was more single family. A lot of them will still collect checks. It's very easy for the resident to walk that over to the office. But if you're a single family property owner, I got to tell you, I know a lot of people that have never even seen a check, much less written one. I don't know how 80% of people are still collecting their rent this way. There are so many online platforms out there for online payments. Typically, these are ACH, right? Automatic clearinghouse, right? Bank ACH payments that take a couple of days. But there are a tremendous amount of features and benefits around a lot of the platforms that I personally have looked at. It's essentially a small property management tool in a lot of cases. And as far as the rent collection, you just write into your lease. Must be electronic, right? If you're in Texas and you're using the Texas Association of Realtor lease, there's a number of options there: check, cash, electronic, other. We always just check the electronic box and we let people know up front, this is how we operate. So with these online platforms, a good thing, once you've got your resident onboarded, let's say, you can have them set up an automatic debit, basically. So if they have, maybe they don't have the best credit, you, in your negotiation, as you're working up that lease, as you're deciding if you're going to work with them at all or approve them, say, hey, look, we use an online platform. If I run with you, I need to have you install the automatic option. Takes a little bit off of your mind. Oh, and by the way, a lot of them do credit reporting. You have not the best credit. You want to work on that so you can buy the house you were telling me about. You can sign up for the credit reporting by way of this online application. So you can encourage these things with your residents. That credit reporting alone encourages what? On-time payments. Because those online payment applications report those to the credit agencies. Another option would be deposit-only ATM cards. If you're not comfortable doing online, maybe not quite up to speed with that stuff, a lot of the bigger banks will do deposit-only ATM cards. So you get one of those cards, give it to your resident. They can deposit the money into your account. They cannot withdraw it. It's as simple as that. And finally, taxes. We're here. We're heading into April soon. Taxes and bookkeeping, you know, tax time is here. Outsource that. Give it to a good CPA or enrolled agent to file your taxes. They're going to be able to better track and handle the, do I expense that or do I capitalize that repair I just did or paid for, or that AC or that roof. I'll tell you, as soon as we got our first rental house on the books, we handed it all over. It makes it so much easier. Do you need a bookkeeper for just a few single family properties? Probably not. But once, you know, once the house is through rehab and stabilized, there are few receipts there. You've followed best product, best price, minimal repairs, no receipts, longer term residence because of the great product. Nothing to worry about. So these are just a few things to think about as you go through your day. Where am I working in my business, and what could I do to better work on it and become more hands-off so that I can have that lifestyle that I dream of? Go check out financialfreedomlivestream.com to learn more about our two-day seminar and our vendor program. And I thank you for listening today. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.